Hello, Westworld. Sex doll brothel opens in Barcelona. The first known brothel of its kind, a Barcelona establishment, is offering erotic sessions with sex dolls only. Clients of the agency will pony up $127 an hour for a sex session with one of four big-breasted Lumi dolls. You may have blonde Katie, Asian-featured Lily, dark-skinned Lisa, and anime model Aki, who wears her blue hair in ponytails.
You have a picture of these dolls?
I do.
Oh, okay.
They look like what you would expect them to look like, except more disturbing.
They don't look lifelike?
No.
Oh, well, that's not what I expect.
Yeah, no, they look really, really weird.
What's so special about these dolls?
Well, they're very expensive to own. They cost at least $5,000 each, so you can rent it for a little bit. They're embarrassing to have around the house, and there are guys who could do it and not consider it cheating on their wives because they're banging a doll.
But would the wives consider it cheating?
I don't know. Maybe that's why we should take calls from women
That looks like Selena Gomez. No?
I see.
Yeah.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Ladies, is it okay or is it not okay if your man pays for sex with a sex doll? There's no relationship that's going to take place. Hopefully, there are no emotions involved.
Yeah, but you're paying.
That is a problem.
Well, a lot of women have a problem with that.
The paying part, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Man, there's so many questions here.
Yeah.
Like, is it okay or not okay that they're opening a sex doll brothel? Is it okay or not okay to hook up with a sex doll?
It's not okay.
Do women think it's okay or not okay that their man hooks up with a sex doll?
It's not okay.
Who's cleaning these sex dolls?
It's not okay.
Exactly. Like, I'm sure they have a cleaning team that handles it between sessions.
They have like a life-size version of what you dip your combs in at the barber shop.
Right. Oh. Like, you just dunk yourself in the green liquid.
Stuff will burn you.
Those women are hot.
That's a doll. That's not a woman.
That doll's hot, man. I don't know. I had no opinion of this until we started talking about it, and she's hot.
It's not even realistic.
No, that's not.
It's not?
She's hot for a doll, dude, but
John,
that's a doll.
John, back me up.
No,
I've been known to have sex with different inanimate objects, so I totally take that, yeah.
Different inanimate objects, plural?
Well, I mean, you gave me that thing that one time, Drew.
I didn't give you anything.
Yeah,
you took something from my desk.
Well, yeah, and that was nice, so I can only imagine how great this would be.
You'd bang a doll.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know if I would. I'm just saying she's hot.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't want to bang a piece of plastic.
That's a doll.
Look at that.
That's a doll?
See?
Wow. Okay.
You bang that.
Right. Yeah, but these dolls are a lot like fake weed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You get done and you're like, damn, I just smoked fake weed.
Yeah. Yeah, but you won't have a heart attack, though.
No, it's not. It's the opposite of fake weed.
No, fake weed is like, you know, like you can't smoke real weed.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're having sex with a real woman or a fake woman, the outcome is still the same.
Yeah, that's true.
But the experience is not the same.
No, it's not at all.
It's a little more adventurous with the doll.
You don't have to worry about these ladies catching feelings.
Like, think of the shame you would feel post-orgasm if you banged that doll. Like, you would be laying there just going, what did I just do?
That doll is hot.
That doll is not hot. That is a doll. It is plastic.
Dolls can't be hot.
A doll be pretty?
She's pretty for a doll.
Okay.
Drew Garabo Live, okay or not okay to bang a doll in a brothel?
What's good, Drew? It is not okay. That's not even cool. No.
So you wouldn't be cool with your man saying, hey, baby, listen, I'll be right back. I'm going to go spend a couple hundred dollars to bang a plastic doll?
No. He can spend a couple hundred dollars on me, and I'll be whatever doll you want me to be.
All right.
But I can put on a wig. I'll put on an outfit. Whatever you want me to be, Daddy, that's cool. But for you to go to something else, I would be more insulted for you to go to a doll than another person.
Oh, wow. Is that what you're going to ask her, Seth?
I'm surprised by that answer.
So you'd rather him bang another human being than bang a doll instead of you?
Yeah, because if he's attracted to the human being, then there's something about that human being that attracted you. That's fine.
Yeah.
But for you to go to an object, it's like I'm not doing my part as your woman.
Well, I would say it's less of a statement about you and more of a statement about whatever guy would choose to bang a doll in the first place. But thank you, though. Always great to hear from you, Ashley. Thank you.
No problem. Take care. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Hey, don't act like you're above doing something like this. You hooked up with a pool filter.
The pool filter is way different than the doll. The pool filter knows just where to touch me.
And you hooked up with a creepy crawler.
I never hooked up with a creepy crawler, just the pool filter. We didn't have a creepy crawler.
But if you did, you would have.
I did hook up with a pool cleaner, but his name was Pablo. Rachel, hello. Drew Garabo Live asks, okay or not okay for your man to bang a doll? Hi.
First of all, I love your show. First time caller.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Seth, you have the greatest laugh on radio, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Did you say the greatest laugh on radio? Or the greatest?
You have a great laugh. Yeah. First of all, I think it says what you just said. It's a lot more about the guy. It is not okay for any human being to want to bang a plastic doll.
So
it makes my skin crawl.
Right. Like, you would really have to question a guy's sanity if he were to pay a couple $100 for an inanimate object that looks like a...
It's not plastic. I think it's rubber.
Oh, rubber. Sorry. Right. Not plastic, but rubber.
It's less about the woman and more about the guy who wants to bang something that blow up. That's...
Blow up. It's actually
it's just
made out of a mold.
Mold.
It's disgusting. The guy, he would be. That is disgusting.
Thank
you. That is my opinion.
Appreciate it. Love you back.
All right.
What?
I don't want to get too graphic, but
please.
The women that are saying they're not okay with that. What do they have?
What do you mean?
You know,
are you trying to say the dildo is the same thing as a sex doll?
It's not real.
It is not real.
But it's just a wiener.
I made a great point.
Yeah, no, I trust me, I'm all about having sex with a sex doll. But that
I
is
know you are.
You what the equivalent would be a man-sized lifelike
doll.
Man doll
right.
with the dildo attached to it.
Easy.
I just heard you say it.
I know. Do as I say, don't as I do.
They're both not real. That's
right.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're right. They're both not real. But a woman isn't going to bang a whole doll with a dong
What's
attached
the difference?
To it. Just the dong.
You don't really need the arm of that doll.
But you've got it. You've got the whole damn thing.
You're damn right you do. For $127.
Catherine, okay or not okay for your man to bang a doll?
Both.
It's
it's okay and it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's okay.
It's not okay. It's okay.
Tell us why.
I would say yes, it's okay because I'd rather have him doing that than hooking up with some nasty streetwalker.
Yeah.
But then again, it's not okay because it's an inanimate object with no feelings.
Easy
and
for you to say.
What's wrong with their mate?
Well,
you know,
it's not there's anything wrong, but variety is the spice of life, my dear. Sometimes you want a human being, and sometimes you want to rub a lady.
Well, yes, and I do agree with that. I agree with you. Oh. And variety definitely is the spice of life.
For
but
sure.
I would just think that it would make me feel bad.
Oh. Well,
because I would be like, well, what's wrong with me?
Nothing's wrong with you. It's all about him, sweetheart. It's got nothing to do with you.
And you don't need to know.
Yeah. Do you, let me ask you this. Do you use an artificial man's thing to get the job done by yourself?
I have if I've been alone for a while. But if I have someone in my life, then no, I do not.
I see. So when you have a mate, then you find yourself not taking care of business on your own.
Same thing.
That's correct.
Gotcha. Thank you.
This could become the new thing.
Sex dolls?
Sex doll brothels. Could they be legal in America?
Well, sure. You're not paying to have sex with another human being.
Right.
You're paying to have sex with a doll.
So look at that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want anybody to know I'm paying to have sex with a doll.
Uh-uh, dude.
They got me on video walking into place.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't even want my car photographed in the parking lot.
The place I would open up would not have any cameras. You guys would be very safe.
So you're opening up a sex doll brothel?
Yeah, I'm investing.
How
I'm not going to pay with my credit card.
No, dude. $127 an hour for a sex session with one of four big-breasted Lumi dolls?
We use Bitcoin, so you guys don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
Bitcoin. What's up, Crystal? Okay or not okay for your man to bang a doll?
Okay for men in general.
It's
not okay for my man in particular.
It's not okay.
So your guy comes to you and says, listen, sweetie, while you're out of town, I hate to say this. And you're like, oh, my God, did you cheat on me? And he said, no, I didn't cheat on you, but I banged a doll. I paid $100 and I had sex with an inanimate object.
I think I would feel more comfortable if it were something that he owned himself. Like, these dolls, you know, they encourage their customers. I read the same article. They encourage them to wear protection, but that doesn't mean that that's what they're going to do.
Ooh.
And it says that they're thoroughly cleaned, but I wouldn't want him putting any part of him where like hundreds of other guys have been.
Yeah, that's
I get that. Like that element of it makes it even more unsavory.
That's kind of what it is for me. Like, you know, if there's all kinds of people in the world and we're all into sorts of different things, but that is something that I think I have more of a problem with.
But, right on, you know, sweetie. There's no cleaning an actual woman.
That is very true. 727-579-1025.
All right, I asked Phoebe if she would be okay with me hooking up with the doll. What do you think she said?
No way.
Really?
Yeah. No way.
She said, you could do whatever you want, but it would be weird. Smiley face.
Yeah, she would not be cool with that.
But she doesn't think it's cheating, clearly.
Well, no, not cheating. Just there's something wrong with you if you want to bang a doll.
How is it any different than you just pleasuring yourself? I mean, it's all... Like, you're just adding some different things to the mix.
There's a big difference between tossing off, using my own hand.
Well, you're just raising the stakes a little bit. You're making things... You deserve better than that.
I don't want to pay $100-something for something that I could do for free. I always... Like, my friends who did visit the Streetwalkers, I would always go, like, why don't you just get a Hustler magazine on your way home, and just $10, you take care of your problem, and you're done.
That's not...
You know,
it's not the same.
It's not?
No.
Oh.
You don't have to go streetwalker.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Escorts are much better. Yeah,
very extreme here.
I'm sorry. You don't see a lot of streetwalkers. They don't have a lot of their teeth. So there's a Barcelona brothel that has opened up. It's just out of Westworld. It's got an opportunity for you to pay $100 an hour to bang a doll. Chris, is this okay or not okay?
It's definitely okay.
It's okay.
You sound like you got a doll underneath you right now.
I wish.
So you would totally do this?
Absolutely. I wanted to also say that these women who are calling and say it's not okay is ridiculous. They should throw away all the floppy dildos then if they don't think it's okay.
Did you say floppy or swampy?
Either one works.
I heard floppy.
I think he might have said floppy, but then I thought he might have said swampy. But neither one of those are really what I was looking for from a call. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Cameron, okay or not okay for the sex doll brothel?
Okay. I think it is 100% okay, but
okay.
I have a stipulation if my husband were to have one at home.
Talk to me.
If we're talking the real dolls, like the one, the silicone-y squishy one, I am 100% okay with that because I think the boobs would make excellent stress relief balls. Like, I would just sit and play with the boobs all day. He could do whatever he wants with it. I would just want to jiggle the boobs.
Sounds like you guys need to make an investment in a real doll because then, you know, he gets a little sexual frustration out there. You get to, you know, tweak the whole, every time you're a little frustrated, just walk over to the sex doll and just, Wow, that's phenomenal.
We have definitely priced them out.
You have? Would you consider that a threesome? If he were to be pumping away at the real doll and you were to be just manipulating the boobs, not in a sexual way, but just out of a stress relief way, would that be a threesome?
No.
All right. Just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Unless it has one of those the little attachments where you can make the little tongue move.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh,
you're naughty.
Naughty, bad girl. Spank yourself right now.
It's just desperate.
Thank you, though, sweetheart. I appreciate the call.
Now, what if you don't get the entire doll? You know, you can just buy the ass.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's cool?
Yeah, as long as it's not a human form.
It's like from the waist to like right above the knee.
Right, like an disembodied ass.
Right.
Well, I like their faces, though.
Why?
What are you going to talk to?
Looks like Selena Gomez.
You need a face?
I don't know.
Just use the ass.
I'm going to get my money's worth. Damn it.
What if it's $120 to do the whole body, but it's only $75 to do just the...
It depends if I'm in between paychecks, but I feel like I would want to save up for, you know, the whole body.
Ashley, okay or not okay to have a brothel where dudes have sex with sex dolls?
I think it's okay with exceptions.
Oh, people have their stipulation exceptions. I love it. What's your exception?
The protection would be my biggest thing, and just, I think it's the STD thing that would be my exception, because I don't really think it's sanitary, but if you wanted to have one at home, that's completely okay.
Do you, would you think there was something wrong with your dude if he came to you and said, look, sweetheart, our sex life is good and all that, but when you're out of town next time, I want to bang a doll? Be honest.
I would have my qualms about it, but I mean, we've got an open sex life, so.
Well, what does this mean? You have an open sex life.
We try new things.
What kind of new things? Because you use the word qualms, which I find very sexually attractive. So I wouldn't normally be asking these follow-up questions, but the fact that you use that word.
Do you want to know if she tries Drew Garabo's? Is that what you're asking?
We're getting there. I'm feeling her out a little bit, and I love the word. I love that she used qualms. I'm sorry. I'm unapologetic there. What do you mean you have an open sex life? Explain what that means.
Just we're open to try new things, not really like have different partners, but if you want to try something and I'm not really into it, I'll try it and I'll probably end up liking it. So,
all right. What has he gotten you to try that you didn't think that you would like that you liked? Please keep in mind that we are on the radio and there are certain things that are.
Well, not just the regular way. Maybe like.
Okay.
I don't know. She's what? The regular way.
You're looking at it right over there.
Man, that's for sure.
And I just want to add in too that there are dolls for women that have the whole thing for a woman. Because there's definitely them out there.
That's disgusting.
But do you need the whole thing or do you just need the dong?
For me personally, I don't need anything.
Oh, all right. Look at you, Supergirl. So. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes?
I just saw some pictures on Kevin's computer. I think I changed my mind. This is not okay.
Would you see a picture?
Hold on. I'm going to show it to you. Hold on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
That makes me think it's more okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. The fact that it's not a real girl, there's something really weird about that.
Man, just the best parts of the woman.
do you think, you know how they used to like sell vacuum cleaners door-to-door back in the day? You think that the sex doll is going to be the new thing? Hey, I got a two-for-one special here?
No, I don't think so.
We're in the early stages of this. We got to wait until we get the robots.
then the sex robots come.
You know, then that's going to really cause a problem.
Carrie, is it okay or not okay for a dude to bang a doll?
Yes, it's okay.
It's okay.
Would you think there's something wrong with your man if he wanted to?
No, not at all.
All right. When you when it comes time for your pleasure time, would you rather bang a man doll or just the important part of the man?
I'd rather just watch and bang the doll.
You'd rather just watch. So you would find it sexually exciting to watch your man bang a doll?
Yes.
Would you ever watch your man bang another lady?
I have in the past.
And you like that?
Yeah.
All right. I feel like she was on the stand.
She doesn't sound too sure.
I know. I'm trying to cross-examine her.
One more question. She was going to plead the fifth.
I know. Sorry, I can't answer that.
I think this actually could be a realization for you, Drew. Mm-hmm. You've been battling with the whole threesome. You've made it very clear that your woman wants to watch you bang another female, but you can't pull the trigger. Maybe you go to the doll brothel and she can watch you.
First of all, it's not that I can't pull the trigger. We have yet to find the perfect mate. Secondly, it's not going to be an inanimate mate. It's going to be someone with a pulse.
I'm just saying.
Thirdly, I'd like for her to be involved as well. It's not just about me. I would like for there to be equal sharing.
You can program the dolls.
I don't want to program a doll.
Yeah, it takes 10 to 15 minutes.
I would rather program a real life girl. Jessica.
Hey.
Is this okay or not okay for a dude to bang a doll?
It's not okay. I just think it's kind of weird that they have their own identity. I mean, they have faces and they have names. It's kind of different than just using a synthetic part.
Right.
So I think that's kind of creepy.
When you have alone time, would you prefer to use just one part, one fake part of a man's anatomy, or would you prefer an entire real man and then do him? Like the fake man.
A real man.
No, not a real man.
No. I think it's creepy that they have a face and a name.
Yeah.
And it just makes it seem like.
Now, to be fair.
Like necrophilia.
Right. Have you ever named one of your sex toys?
No. I mean, like, Pinky, but that's not really a human
Pinky?
Name.
Pinky? Did you say Pinky? That's a name.
Okay, but it's not a human name. I've yet to hear that one.
Pinky could be a human's name.
It's a gerbil's name.
You're attaching a name to an inanimate object that is you're using for your sexual pleasure. Doesn't that make you a hypocrite?
It doesn't have a face. It doesn't have a face. That's so weird. I mean, I don't judge anybody. That's fine. But I just think it's kind of kind of weird.
All right. So you've never drawn a face and on little Pinky before before Pinky had its alone time with you.
No, I've yet to do that. I'll keep that in mind.
Give it a shot this weekend and think of me. Have a good one. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You bet.
John wanted me to ask you if you would be willing to invest in a show doll.
Show doll.
Yeah.
No, John, I'm not willing to invest.
Oh,
in
Oh man, that'd be awesome. All of us, little choo-choo.
No, not all of us.
Not man. Half of us.
Yeah. No. Well, I'll just take. You know.
No.
Just you.
Did you say choo-choo? Yeah.
That's what he said. Like a train.
No choo-choo.
There's gonna be no.
I clean up after I'm done. I've got the wipes.
Those are for the table here.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you, dude?
Those Clorox. They're like gold.
I think it'd bring us closer together.
I think it would tear us further apart.
We're as close as we all need to be.
Yeah,
John.
I think we're at an optimum level of closeness. We see each other. We enjoy each other's company for a couple of hours a day.
Who's to say we couldn't enjoy the doll together at the same time?
Well, there's.
I'm pretty sure that it's fit for three of us.
Nah,
there's four here.
We'll tag in and out.
Well, somebody's got to hold the camera, right? I'll hold the camera.
I'll make the snacks. And you two guys, you know.
Hey, Phoebe Shea's my back. I'm ready to go.
All aboard!
Yes.
Get on the sex doll train. Sex doll.
I'm going first.
Second. Who's going to bring up the rear?
Hi.
Get the sanitizer.
This song is timeless.
It's a classic. Sex doll train going no lube.
Why'd you get rid of the train, man?
I don't know. I need to bring it back. I used to have this as a sounder whenever anybody would make a good call.
He'd give him some train.
I'd give him some train. It's not like when there'd be a good call, you'd know you'd make a good call because at the end of the call, be like, all right, thanks a lot, man. Take it easy. All right, you too. And you just, you know, you have the train. They got, that's what people would aspire for. They would want to make a good call on the show so they get some train.
Well, if you brought that to this show, we'd be playing that once a month.
I don't know if you guys get the 12-year-old on the phone.
Loop, loop, looping it in a can. Loop, loop, looping it in a can. Loop, loop, looping it in a can. Loop,
looping it in a can. Loop, looping it in a can. It's a Lynn Toler remix. All right, let's do a phone cleanse so we can get into the 5 o'clock hour.
I'm
nobody
exhausted.
Gets hurt. Me too. All right, everybody, tell us why you think this is or isn't okay. Go.
Not okay.
I'm in the real thrill. What's nastier, sharing a woman with your friend or sharing a real doll with your friend?
Great question, my friend. All right, millennials are turning away from something in record numbers. It is something that has been part of humanity throughout history. But for some reason, the millennials are turning their back on it. It's something a lot of people think that you need to live. They might be wrong. But when we come back, you'll find out what it is that a lot of millennials are turning away from. Oh, it's a great song. Timeless. We're bringing back the train. Good calls for the rest of the show. You get train. And make your moan with me.